It's Pastor Ron here. Welcome to Monday morning's podcast at Lighthouse that we refer to as manna, something that we need daily, refreshment, something that's beneficial for us. And so last week I filled in for Jeremy and I had the opportunity to talk about people who influence us and the realization of we influence others. But there was a woman, a wonderful woman, my mother-in-law, who passed away recently and had the beautiful influence that she had both in my lives and in many other people's lives, especially her children and her grandchildren and her great-grandchildren's lives, but in many because she was a school teacher, but she took her job seriously. The kids mattered. The students mattered to her. And so she spoke truth into their lives, and it had a lasting influence. We've heard many stories about Grandma Esther, but also my teacher, Esther Keevan. So today I want to pray, and then I want to get back into acknowledging the importance of our influence in lives of people that are all around us, our spouses, our children, our grandchildren, our coworkers, those that we connect to. And so let's pray, and let's get back into our study. Lord, thank you. Thank you for your word. It's so refreshing. It's so beneficial. It's like eating a sweet morsel and it providing health for my soul and my spirit, my mind, my life. Thank you, God, that you know how to provide for every aspect of our lives. So we invite you to have your way in us today. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. So one of the things that we looked at last week was the recognition of a healthy influence, the influence of being influenced by God's word, being influenced by Jesus, recognizing that he provided grace upon grace for us, that Moses brought the law that points to our need for a Savior because we can't keep the law. Man, we're lawbreakers. We can't keep God's commandments. And so is there hope for us? Yes, there's hope, but that hope is in Jesus Christ, who brings us, reveals to us the only God. And so to know God, you got to know his son, Jesus, who is God. And so that's another lesson. But today, it's like, why do we want to do that? Because if we don't do that, the same is true, conversely, about negligent influence. And so I would call that having immoral or hypocritical behavior, crass or belittling speech. Things that lack integrity have an influence in young eyes and ears. Listen to our verse that we read last week again, Proverbs 20, verse 7, the righteous who walks in his integrity, blessed are his children after him. And then verse 11 and 12, even a child makes himself known by his acts, by whether his conduct is pure and upright. The hearing ear and seeing eye, the Lord has made them both. God is saying that he's made those children the way that they are for all of us to both see and understand, to hear and understand, to apply truth of God's word into our lives, to be guarded so that we don't become corrupted in our lives. So the question is what type of behavior are people demonstrating around me, and how do I respond to them? You know, if it's our children in particular that we're concerned about, God's word gives us a real clear instruction. He says this in Proverbs 22:6. So it's coming up in a couple of chapters. Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. Did you catch the word train? It doesn't mean instruct or you know, teach by threatening or by correction. No, it's training. Training takes time. You know, it's kind of like when you have a new employee. You spend time with them. You teach them how you like things done, right? So that they do them the way that you want. But you also explain to them why you do what you want, because then you'll get greater buy-in by that employee. And amazingly, you might even find out that they see things that you didn't see, and they can do whatever it is that you're doing, and they can do it better. But you give them the freedom to live abundantly, not restriction by threats of firing them because of disobedience. No, the illustration is healthy. It's beneficial. It just says, man, raise them up, train them up to be excellent. In fact, to be better at whatever it is that you do that you want them to do. The same thing. I want my kids, I want my grandchildren, I want people around me to have an influence, a better life because of what God is doing in my life. So that's one of the reasons why at Lighthouse we dedicate babies. What is the dedication all about? Dedication is all about the parents acknowledging the importance of their role in training up their children, taking the time that it takes to teach God's word. You know, it's interesting to me that in Deuteronomy, it says this in Deuteronomy 6, verse 4, it says, "Hear, O Israel, so the nation, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children." Teach them to your children. "And you shall talk of them when you sit in your house." In your everyday life, we should be looking at the opportunity to talk about God's word and its application for us. "And when you lie down," oh, that I remember the influence of a parent that prays, children will pray. "You shall bind them on the sign of your hand. In the work that I do it as unto the Lord. And they shall be as frontlets between your eyes, and all that I think or do, do it unto the Lord," right? "You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." Oh, the doorposts of this house is this Jesus' temple, the place where he dwells in my life. And I have to be careful about what I allow into my life and what I keep out of my life, right? And so it's the parents' responsibility to dedicate their child to living as unto the Lord, to imitate the Lord and his word, to let them see it being carried out clearly, right? And so, mom and dad, if you find that your children aren't in that place, you don't give up. It can start today, and where it starts today is it starts with you, by you spending time in God's word, by you spending time with the word of God, which is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. It's by being in the word, just like what we're doing now. You know, Matthew 11, 28 through 30 says this, Jesus teaching his disciples, "Come unto me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." God's saying, "I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." God says, learn from him. Learn about Jesus. Listen to his wise counsel from his word, right? That's what he wants. So let's jump back into the wise counsel of Proverbs chapter 20, and let's start with verse 13. Verse 13 says, "Love not sleep, lest you come to poverty. Open your eyes, and you will have plenty of bread." You know, so work as though you work for the Lord, and he will always provide for you. Verse 14, "Bad, bad," says the buyer, "but when he goes away, then he boasts." Teach them. You don't have to be deceitful or cheating others in dealings, but teach them wisdom. You know, the message of wisdom is you don't make money when you sell something. No, you make money when you buy it. You know, it's in the preparation that you gain wealth. Not just material wealth, but it's in the preparation daily in God's word that changes us to be more fruitful in our lives, right? Verse 15, it says, "There is gold and abundance of costly stones, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel." Recognize that true wealth is, and pursue it, true wealth is gaining knowledge and then communicating it, influencing others by what you learn of Christ, right? There's so much more that I want to share with you today, but we're out of time. So God bless you, and thank you for joining me, and may you be an influencer of Jesus this day. God bless you.